Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 19th day of June. Today we're reading John 14, 26 to 31, and John 15, 1 to 15, and reading the International Children's Bible. But the Helper will teach you everything. He will cause you to remember all the things I told you. This Helper is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. I leave you peace, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does, so don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going, but I am coming back to you. If you love me, you should be happy that I am going back to the Father, because he is greater than I am. I have told you this now, before it happens. Then when it happens, you believe. I will not talk with you much longer. The ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father. So I do exactly what the Father told me to do. Come now, let us go. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he trims and cleans every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already clean because of the words I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must remain in the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a person remains in me, and I remain in him, and he produces much fruit, but without me, he can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, then he is like a branch that is thrown away. That branch dies. People pick up dead branches, throw them into the fire, and burn them. Remain in me and follow my teachings. If you do this, then you can ask for anything you want, and it will be given to you. You should produce much fruit and show that you are my followers. This brings glory to my Father. I loved you as the Father loved me. Now remain in my love. I have obeyed my Father's commands, and I remain in his love. In the same way, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. I have told you these things so that you can have the same joy I have. I want your joy to be the fullest joy. This is my command. Love each other as I have loved you. The greatest love a person can show is to die for his friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command you, I don't call you servants now. A servant does not know what his master is doing, but now I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I heard from my Father. Let's pray we'll have a good rest of our week. Dear Jesus, please help us to have a good rest of our week. Help us to change and be nicer and different this week. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.